Notice in Philippians 3:13, the Apostle Paul said this, and I'm hoping to put it in your heart this morning. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now, listen, as great as the Apostle Paul was, he still said, I haven't arrived. I still got a lot to learn. Hey, Brother Brian, I think I know a little bit, but I'm going to tell you, I still got a lot to learn. I'm sitting down trying to learn from another man right now so I can teach others also. You never will arrive till Jesus comes. Don't get such a big head, because I'm going to tell you, all we have is it comes from God. And we none of us are perfect. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This is probably the greatest apostle that ever lived. But this one thing I do, and this is what I want you to see. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I originally titled this message, "The Past is Behind Us, the Future is Before Us." Whatever one you want, you can take that either way. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Paul said, I can't do nothing about the past. I think he was referring about when he was lost and killed Christians and stuff like that. But you can apply this to anything in your life. We can't do nothing about the past, but we sure can do something about the future. Amen? And Paul said, I'm going to reach forth. And on this last Sunday of 2006, I want you to understand that you can't do nothing about 2006. It's behind us. But we can do a whole lot and accomplish a whole lot more in 2007, because we can press towards it now. We can affect 2006. It's already gone. But Bobby, we can affect 2007. It's before us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray with all my heart that you'll bless. Lord, I really believe I was supposed to preach this. And Lord, thank you for everyone here. We all need to hear this. Thank you for our bus workers, Lord. They'll be leaving soon, but thank you for their faithful week after week working with the kids and bringing the kids in. And God, just thank you for our bus routes. Please bless them, I pray. And Lord, help me now to be a blessing to the people. Help me to do well for you that I can be a blessing to them. And if there be anyone that's lost, Lord, I pray that they'll know Christ today as their Savior. We ask these things in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Today is the last Sunday of the last day of the year of 2006 in our Lord Jesus Christ. Another year has come and gone. And in about 12 hours, the year 2006 will be forever gone. And it'll be always referred to from now on. 2006 will be referred to as the past. 2007, which is now our future, will become our present. In just a few short hours of time. Sad, some who are still living in the present time, 2006, will never see the future of 2007. Think about it. We're only a few hours from 2007, yet there'll be people die today. They'll die in the present of 2000, and never see the future of 2000. They'll die in 2006, and they won't see 2007. I noted, because some will die before the new year comes in. I hope that if there's anyone here today that you've never trusted Christ, don't take a chance on the future. Rely on Christ right now, because now is the day of salvation. Because only those who know Christ and are saved go to heaven. I'm going to quote you at Jeremiah 8:20. I think it's referring to another truth, but I'm going to give it to you to try to apply it for this, because this is what the Lord put in my heart. Jeremiah 8:20 says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. It would be horrible for someone to come to church, hear the word of God all through 2006, and at the end of 2006, die without Christ. Don't die without Christ. We've had people in the last 4 or 5 weeks in a row, every week they've trusted Christ as their Savior. I see a lady here this morning that last Sunday she asked Christ to save her. She's here today. That's our bus group. God bless our bus workers. Amen. Amen. You say, why are they leaving early? Because I want to be able to come and eat with us. Amen. And But this lady trusted Christ as her Savior. She's here today, and I thank God for that. Amen? Notice, tonight that ball in New York Times Square will come down or go up, whatever it does. I can't, does it go down or come up? Down? It drops, yeah. And there'll be thousands, millions of people there in New York and all around the world watching it. And Dick Clark used to do it. I don't think he does it anymore. And, I've watched it a lot of years, come in the new year and the confetti flies. Boy, and the new year comes in. How many people would be doing that tonight? Millions of people. I wonder how many will be saved and how many will be lost. How many will greet the new year of 2007 unprepared to meet God? In 2006 will be behind us. 2007 will be before us tonight. The past will be behind us. The future will be before us. Paul said in that scripture, he said, forgetting those things which are behind, the past, reach forth for the things that are before. That's the future. Amen? Come on, amen? Now, let's stay with me. We cannot do anything about the past of 2006. It's behind us. But we can determine to do some greater things for God in 2007 because it's before us. Paul said this one thing I do in verse 13. I want to challenge each of you this morning to look what Paul said there. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. You can't bring, you know, I don't know about you. I probably got some regrets for 2006. You probably do too. You can't bring them back. You can't relive them. They're gone. What you did and what you didn't do, it's gone now. You can't change them. The decision's already been made for those days. Those things are all behind you now. Don't let the past, though, destroy your future. I see a lot of people many times that they don't go forward for God in the future because they messed up their past and they let the past be like a ball and chain and slow down their future. You okay, Josh? Attaboy. Amen. Don't no one punch Joshy today, all right? Now notice, we get those things every so often. Now notice, look back on 2006. We're right at the eve of 2007. And we're right at the very end of 2000. Think about 2006. What could we have done to change? What could we have done for 2006 that we didn't do? Think about it. Don't let the past destroy your future. You can't do nothing about it. Ask God if you did something wrong. Ask God to forgive you and go forward. Amen? Well, I'd like to serve God in 2007, but I did this in 2006. Well, put it behind you. Forget those things which are behind. Press forward. Amen? There's a couple saying when I was a kid, people used to say, the old timers, don't cry over spilled milk. You already spilled it. It's water over the dam or over the bridge or how you want to say. Listen, don't worry about it. It's already done and over with. Start something new. Start fresh. The opportunities of those days in the past are gone forever. But the opportunity to reach forward is now. It's present to you in the future. You can't make up for days gone by in 2006, but you can make full use of the days ahead of you. You can affect the future. Amen? I'm trying to get something set in your mind. I want you to leave this building today saying, hey, I'm going to do something for God in 2007. Listen, there might have been some things in 2006 you wish you could have taken back or corrected that you might have some regrets of 2006. But listen, those are gone now. Yeah, you can't change one thing about 2006. You got about 12 hours you can still work in 2006. But all the stuff that's behind us, it's gone. You can determine today though in your heart to reach forward for God in 2007. Be successful and achieve for God. Listen, Some of you didn't achieve for God some things in 2006, but you can achieve some things for God in 2007. You can achieve for your home in 2007, for your family, for your church, for your work. Listen, there's some things you didn't achieve in 2006. Listen, if you get the right attitude and the right kind of heart, you can start working it now for 2007. Amen? The question is this. The future is before us. What will you do with that future which is before you? What are you going to do with it? Will you change anything? The question, at the end of 2007, will you have regrets or rejoicing? I believe, Brother Billy, I think there's people and right now have got some great regrets. Carl, I think they got some great regrets of what 2006 came. I think they'd be more happy to have rejoicing. I think some of you are rejoicing about 2007. Works. I'm rejoicing every day about our Christian school. Man, I'm excited about, and I'm even more excited about 2007 than I am for 2006. And we had a great year in 2006. Will you keep looking back at the past, which is gone forever? Or will you make a full use of 2007, which is before you? You say, boy, you just keep hammering that, preacher. That's what I'm going to keep doing, too. You can't change nothing. Dale, you're married. You can't change it. You don't want to change it either, by the way. Listen, I brought this paper, and I hope I can relate to you. I brought this paper. It's from the Record Courier on Saturday, December 30th. Saddam hanged. How many can say amen? Only thing is, I had two questions. Did they really do it? And if they did, was it really him? I'm hoping it was. And I hope they did. That man was cruel. The Iraq country is way better today without him than what they had with him. Now, some people wouldn't believe that, but that's what I believe. It says, Saddam hanged. Former Iraqi dictator dies on the gallows. And I saw the paper and I saw the news clips on the CNN. And, yeah, he was standing, you know, I saw the trap door. They didn't show me when they pulled it, but they showed me afterwards, it was a deadening feeling, I'm telling you right now. Oh, well. What I wanted to give you is this. It said, the former Iraqi dictator dies. What's another word for former? Past. The past. See, I noted this. The past dictator, the former dictator, is dead. I believe the Iraqi government wanted to go into the new year 2007 without Saddam Hussein. I believe that. They hung him in 2006. Saddam hanged. In 2006, some of the things that they didn't like from the past, they hung it. And what I want you to do, Brother Joe, some of those things that you folks had in your life in 2006, I want you to hang it. I want you to get rid of it. Forget about it. Hang it out to dry and walk into 2007 without it hanging around your neck. You see, that country now, they're going to go into 2007 and they never have to worry about that dictator coming back on them. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. And he died in 2006. And they're going to enter 2007 without Saddam Hussein. And I think they wanted to start a new year and Carl, I think one of the reasons, of course, he was tried by a jury and found guilty. I understand that. But Ruthie, I think they wanted to start a new year fresh. And they hung him. And I'm going to tell you, you got some things in your past of 2006 that you're probably annoyed with or weren't too happy with. I want to encourage you to do what they did to Sodom. Take those things out that you don't like. Not no people. But some of those things that you're discouraged about. Why'd you kill your wife? You told me to go and hang things. No, don't do that. No, I'm not telling you to do that. Heather, don't you put no mark head around rope around Mark's neck. No. But what I'm trying to get to you is this. There's some things sometimes that there's some old baggage that tries to come into the next year. Let that old baggage stay in 2006. Start 2007 all new. Without whatever was dragging you down and was bad in your past, hang it out to dry. Get it behind you. Paul said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. Are you with me? I'm pressing forward. Now notice, I just got these thoughts here. We need to hang out all those bad habits that we had in 2006. We need to hang all those regrets, all our mistakes, all our grudges. Maybe some of you got some grudges against people. Why don't you hang them? Get rid of them. Start 2007 without no grudges. Why don't you get some of those bad habits? Why don't you start 2007 without those bad habits? Amen? Forget the past. You can't change it. Put it behind you. Reach forth for the future that's before you. Now, I just got a few thoughts. I'm going to let you go. We'll all go to the Becker Building, have dinner together, and we'll come back and have Lord's Supper. Maybe you weren't all, number one, I got about 9 of them, I think. Could have wrote 50. Maybe you weren't as faithful to church services in 2006 as you know you should have been. Some of you could have been here more than what you were. You really could have. You can't do nothing about it. 2006 is over. But you know what? You can start fresh and new 2007. The first service is Wednesday. You can start out 2007. 2007, you can start out being in church at 7 o'clock. Listen, you could be in the very first service of 2007 this Wednesday. See, the reason that, and I'm going to keep saying this to you after every question. All of 2007 is before you. What are you going to do with 2007? It's all before you. How many Wednesday nights were you going to come to? How many Sunday nights were you come to? You know, you got to be concerned about some of those things. Maybe you didn't read through your Bible this year and you really wish you had. Start today. Read through now. Start reading now. One lady told me she finished and I can't remember who it was and she was already starting again for this coming year. And that's good. Mary, was it? And I know Tammy reads a lot too, so maybe it was little Mary. But, you know what? Listen, let's all read through the Bible this year. In 2007, I'm gonna put a big chart up and when you all read through it, I read through the Bible and we'll have a big banquet at the end of the year. Amen. And you'll be glad. This ain't to make fun of ones that don't read it, but this is to encourage ones that do. Bobby, I think our church will be more spiritual if we read the Bible. I think God, how many believe God would be pleased if we all read the Bible? Amen. And so, I'm going to try to encourage people to read through their Bible this year. And I'm going to really stress it. You might not did it in 2006. I don't think you're going to make it in the last 12 hours. But, you can start today and tomorrow, start going through and have it for 2007. Amen. You know, all of 2007 is before you. What are you going to do with it? Maybe you were not faithful to Sunday school. All 2007 is before you. Let me encourage you, son. Preacher, I work all week. I'm tired. Yeah, I know. Get up anyways. I've got some new stuff I want to teach you adults. Brother Eddie's doing phenomenal with the teens. All my Sunday school teachers, whatever grade you with, they're all got great material. Come out for Sunday school. You know, I'm amazed. People will work, Bobby. They'll work a job, and they won't, like, if they have to be at work at 7 o'clock, they'll be there every morning, and they should, by the way. And most people would be there by 6 o'clock. A lot of people will get there an hour ahead of time. Miss Ruth, I tell you right now, Miss Ruthie, she pulls in here every morning almost on the dot, about an hour before school starts. She's almost like clockwork. I can tell you right now, 7:30, right on, boom, she's here, man. You know, and by the way, she's here for Sunday school too. She teaches and everything. But can I say something to you? It's amazing. We will be early for work, but we won't give God an hour for Sunday school. Yeah. Well, I don't know, preacher. No, listen. You in 2007, you need to come to Sunday school. And if you're an adult, you need to come here and let me teach you the Word of God. I don't know it all, but what I do learn, I'm going to teach you. Amen? Brother Bruce, I know you and your wife are teachers, but you can catch it on the internet. During the week, you can go up there and, as Robert puts them on, or Bill, whoever puts them on there, Eddie or one of the boys, they put on, you could say, well, I can't be there because I'm teaching myself, but I can get it out the internet. I want to, Carl, I have, really this year, I want to teach our, I want us to come together in the Word of God. I really do. I think when we come together in the Word of God, we get closer. I'm going to tell you, in the day we live, folks, can I say something to you? I might be boring you today, but in the day we live, we need the Word of God. I'm going to tell you, these kids, you listen, you kids live in a harder, way harder day than when I was a kid. You know, I was a little bit past the little house on the prairie, you know. You know, a little bit. You guys are in the now age. You're in the, listen, you kids got computers today. The word, I knew all about computers when I was a kid. They'd ask me questions about English and I'd say, that doesn't compute. We were lucky to have a radio. And not, and they got things called iPods or ePods or some kind of pods, right? Little gadgets that you kids buy. I don't know what they are, but I know you guys got them. I see them advertised. We want to know what an iPod or what do they call them? ePods? iPods? IEA? All we knew is EIO. You know? Old MacDonald had a farm, EIO. That's all we knew about. We didn't have no iPods or ePods. We had no computers. Listen, if we had a TV, it was huge, 1,000, and a little tiny, in black and white. And we had to get someone to hold it with aluminum foil and said, don't move, we're losing the picture. That's where a preacher came from. Seriously. And when color TV came out, oh my lands, and we put a man on the moon, I did a little, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. We thought we were space age cadets. Now that's nothing, you kids. You kids live in the now age. And by the way, the knowledge is going so fast now, it's unbelievable. And the wickedness you kids have to put, see, it was always bad. But I lived in a lot better day when there was more morality than there is today. And, well, we need to pray for our teenagers. That we got I'd say this to you kids, I think we got some of the greatest teenagers in all America. We're so blessed to have these great kids. I'm so proud of you kids. I really am. Preacher loves you kids. I'm so proud of you. Man, don't let the world ruin you. Amen? And, But oh, you kids, you know, listen to me. Get all, don't miss Eddie's Sunday school. Come to 9:30. If you say, well, my dad drives, can get dad to take you. That way dad, mom, and dad can come to my class too. Amen. Or get your license and say, hey, hey, dad, I'll drive. Well, never mind, I'll take you. But some of y'all to really make a decision here at the end of 2006. We're on the last day of 2006. Next Sunday is 2007. First Sunday school of 2007. Do you know if you get here at 9:30 next Sunday in 2007, you'd have perfect attendance starting that year? You'd be on a roll. You can tell me next week, hey, preacher, I've got perfect attendance for 2007. Amen? And then you can just keep on doing it. See, but trouble is some of you don't even want to do it. It's your heart. You should want to be here. You should want to be here. Get out of bed. Get out of bed. Get out of bed. Or quit going to Frisch's and having breakfast there. Go to McDonald's drive-thru, eat, and then come here for Sunday school. Or do they still bring donuts for the bus people in the back of the building? Hit the Becca building early. Get a donut and come on over here. Amen? Eat it over there and don't bring it here, but eat it over there and then come in. Amen? How many are still with the preacher? You can't. It's all 2007 is all before you. I wonder, time goes by so fast. Only time it doesn't go fast when preacher's preaching. Then it takes forever. Amen? But before you know it, Monica, preacher will be here again. If the Lord's good to me, I get to keep living and the rapture don't happen. 2007 will be here and I'll be telling you about 2008. Isn't that amazing? What are you going to do? Listen, 2007 is all before you. What are you going to do in 2007? Why don't you determine, hey, I'm going to hang that stuff up, that stuff that took me down in the past, get rid of that, and I'm going to go forward in 2007. I'm going to be in church more than I was last year. I'm going to be there every time I can get there, no matter what. I'm going to learn the things of God. I'm going to read the Bible. Why don't you do that? It's all in front of you. You can do it because it hasn't arrived yet. You lost it, the opportunity in 2006, but all of 2007 is before you. Paul said, reaching forth those things which are before. 2007 is before you. What are you going to do with it? Maybe you wanted to take Romans. You knew that would be, but you never did. Well, there'll be future classes. You could take the Romans at the second half, or you could take Romans if you wanted to jump in and get the last of glorification and about the Jews and consecration. You could get the last part of Romans. And then Brother David, and next year, Robert and David are going to teach other classes that we're going to put on video so we can have a correspondence. You could take those classes. David will be doing King James Bible. Some of you need to do that. He's going to be doing teaching about angels. You could take that. You know, you say, boy, wish I would have. You can. It's all before you. Amen? And no regrets. Maybe you didn't witness to the family members or a friend and they're still lost in 2006. All 2007 is before you. But can I say this? The better you witness, the sooner the better. Because our life is but a vapor. One lady asked me earlier, she said, our life is but a vapor, the Bible says in James 4:14, whereas you know not what of the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. We're here and we're gone. So don't take for granted the time that you have. Thank God that He gives you this time and use it for His benefit. Amen? And then maybe you wanted to work in the bus routes, but you didn't. All 2007 is before you. Maybe you didn't give to Faith Promise Missions and your money could have helped in 2006 some of those missionaries in need, but that's all gone now. But you know what? There's still a great need. You still can help and you can even do more in 2007. So why don't you pray about Faith Promise Missions? You can do more in 2007. Amen? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't. Weren't interested in the building fund or the Christian school. And by the way, God, you did get behind our Christian school and stuff. Thank you for the way you've rallied around our school. But maybe some, Brother Dave, in the midst of all this support, maybe there was a few that really didn't get on the bandwagon in 2006. You say, boy, I kind of wish I would have. Now I see God's got his hand on it. Get involved. Maybe you didn't send your child in 2006. Get involved. Send him in 2007. Am I making sense to anybody? Maybe we didn't take advantage of prayer. This is what I want to close with this thought. Johnny and I were talking. And John, you really stirred me on this message. I'll be honest with you. John and I were talking about prayer yesterday. I'm going to tell you, we need to pray more. You realize prayer can make the difference? James 4:2 says, we have not because we... James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us all therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 2 Kings 20:1-6, King Hezekiah was sick unto death. He prayed and God said, I heard thy voice, I saw thy tears, and he gave him 15 more years. And I noted this and we'll be going across the street and having lunch. What if we would have prayed more in 2006? Would some things have been different? Would more people have got saved? Would more people have got baptized? Would more offerings have came in? Would more people have been in the church? I noted this. Maybe if we could have prayed, more of our family could have been saved. Maybe if we'd have prayed, more of our family would have been in church. Maybe we could have prayed more to help, for God to help us with our new building. Boy, I want you to pray about that new building. As pastor, I got to keep it in front of you. By the way, God's got me now, I think, where He wanted me. I had my goal. I want this, 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 and this. I'm going to have it. You know, whatever rich he wants, rich he gets. No. Not Lola, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, or how that song used to go. No. Listen, it don't matter what I want, no matter. I want what God wants. I went out there the other day and I said, oh God, I don't care whatever you want. Whatever you want, Lord, I want what you want. Put in my heart and put in my mind and put in the people's heart what we're supposed to do. Lord, I promise, whatever you tell me, we'll do it. We might not be able to have that big, it doesn't look like, unless a miracle happens, I know we're not going to have it. But we could have something if we'd ask God. Amen? But Eddie, how much is it going to happen if we don't pray? Look up here. John and I were talking about, hey Linda, what if 100 people of Bethel Baptist Church, just 100 of us, the 100 Club, one of 100 of us prayed every day in 2007. Didn't miss a day. Oh God, open the doors of heaven for our new building. Help us to build in 2007. I wonder what God would do. We can't take back 2006, but we can affect 2007. Amen. See, what I want to do is I want to get inside your heart to say, hey, will you pray? Will you be one of those 100 people that would pray every day, 365 days a year, in the 2007, say, God, come down, make that building a reality. And Brother Carl, I guarantee you get 100 people from this church praying, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, do something. I guarantee you, God will hear our voice. He'll see our tears and prayer, 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 prayer will make the difference. And you'll see the mighty hand of God move. Because prayer moves things. Maybe someone was sick in 2006 and we didn't pray enough for them. Maybe they could have been well if we would have just did more intercession and prayer. Can't take back 2006, but we've got all 2007 before us. Maybe someone was out of God's will in 2006 and we didn't pray enough for them. Just think if we'd have prayed for some people that we know it's out of God's will. Maybe they'd be here right now with us. How many people know Christians are out of church right now? Why don't we start praying for them? We're no better than them. They just been snared. Are you with me? Listen, if one thing I want to do, Joe, this year, I want you and your wife and me and my wife and the whole, all the members of this church, Joe, I want us to be praying. Carl, I want this church to be known as a praying church. You'll see things happen when you see people praying. Maybe we didn't pray enough for the pastor. Maybe we didn't pray enough for the staff. Maybe we didn't pray enough for our deacons and for our teens and our members. How much do we pray for one another? How much do you pray for my teens? How much do you pray for Eddie and Misty? That, you know, that's one of the hardest group to hand to do is a teen director. The average youth director makes it 18 months. You kids are hard on youth directors. You aren't. Statistics show the average youth pastor, it might even be lower. That was a long time ago. It was 18. It might be down to like 12 months now. They go, "Whoa, I can't take it. I'm going bonkers." Because you've got multi-problems. And if he don't have an anointing on him, he's not going to be able to take care of those multi-problems. Him and his wife will burn down. They'll burn out. You need to pray for our youth pastor and his wife. I mean that. Pray for our teens. You kids are facing so much darkness, so much drugs and alcohol and stuff. God bless you kids. Just say no to it. Look to Jesus. Amen. I mean that with all my heart. If you've got a problem, call Brother Eddie. If you can, call preacher. I care about you. Before you do something, talk to me first. Talk to Brother Eddie, whatever you got, who you can reach. Those big decisions, don't make big decisions without us. Talk to your parents too, by the way. Amen? Oh, how we could affect the people if we just pray. Notice, I'm going to close this out. What could our prayers have done in 2006 if we would have never, we would never know the past what we could have done, but boy, all of 2007 is before us. You can make a difference. I'm going to give you these statistics and then we're going to pray. If the Lord gives us one full year in 2007, here's what you got. Here's what I've got if the Lord gives us a full year next year of 2007. You will have, in 2007, you will have 31,536 seconds in which you can use for God. You will have 525,600 minutes in 2007 you can use for God. You will have 8,700 hours in 2007 that you can use for God. You will have 365 days in 2007 that you can use for God. You will have 52 weeks in 2007 that you can use for God. You will have 12 months in 2007 that you can use for God. And by the way, the past is behind us. The future is before us. A few hours from now, 2006 will end and 2007 will begin. Have the past, forget the past, reach forth into the future. All 2007 is before you. What will you do? It's before you. I hope it isn't like Jeremiah 8:20. The summer's passed and we're still lost. The summer's passed and I've still not witnessed. The summer's passed and I've still not read my Bible. The summer's passed and I've still not given the faith promise. The summer's passed and I've still not prayed for a sick person or tried to pray for a missionary. What's going to pass and you're not going to have an effect on? I want to challenge you today. 2007's all before you. Why don't you go with 2007 like you never did before? What was that? How many seconds did God give us? 31,536,000 seconds. Well, I don't preach that long. That's a long time. What are you going to do with all that God gives you? Can't do nothing about 2006. It's all in the past. But I really want to challenge you. You've got a whole year in front of you. What are you going to do with it? By the way, only you can decide what you're going to do with it. I hope you use it for the glory of God. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder before we go, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure I'm saved. I know if I died, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I'm positive. Thank you. You may put them down. Is there any today that would say, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. I've been putting off getting saved. I've never been saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to die without Christ. I don't want to wait till the summer's past and not be saved. Preacher, pray for me. I need to be saved. I don't want to die and go to hell. When I die, I want to go to heaven. Pray for me. Who'd raise that hand? I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, and I want to be saved. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Just raise your hand and put it back down. I'm not sure if I'm saved, but I want to be. Pray for me. Pray for me. Maybe there's some Christians today, and you'd say, to be honest with you, preacher, God spoke to me while you preached. There's some things in 2006 I do regret. And I'd sure like to change them in 2007. Would you pray for me that I could change? Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir. God bless you. All over the church. God, both sides. Yes, sir, I see it, young man. Yes, I see that. God bless you. God bless your heart. What are you going to do? 2006 is past, but all 2007 is before you. Maybe you didn't read your Bible. You could start today. How many say, Preacher, I'm going to start today reading my Bible, and by God's grace, I'm going to read through my Bible this year. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Amen. Amen. My hand's with you. Amen. Oh, study the soul thyself, approved a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Can't encourage you enough to read your Bible. Can't encourage you enough to be in every church service. The church service you miss is usually the one you needed the most. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Boy, my faith is kind of low, preacher. Well, you don't hear it enough. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word. You need to hear every message that comes out. Because that one message just might be the one that you needed. Father, I pray with all my heart that we won't make the mistakes in 2007. That we made in 2006. Lord, some of us have bad habits, things that really are not right, that hinder us from serving you. I pray like we'll do what they did with Saddam. We'll take those bad habits and regrets and we'll hang them in 2006. And we'll start 2007 with nothing hanging around our neck. Please, 2007 is all before us. Help us to use. Help us to make full benefit of the seconds and the minutes, of the hours, of the days, of the weeks, and the months that you give us in the future. Help us to see every little second is precious. Help us have a renewed heart to do and to give and to serve. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What verse are you on, Dave? 137. You'd like to come and pray? You come right now. Come and pray. There's a thing they use in sports. Do it with all the gusto. I think that's how they say it. Let's do 2007 with all the gusto for God. I played a lot of sports when I was a kid. I love sports. I still love it. Hit the line harder. Hit that ball farther. Score a touchdown. Hit a home run. Take out those people that's in the way. Make a hole for the guy to run through. If we can do that in sports, why don't we do some things like that for God? Hope you can stay. We're going to have a nice time of fellowship and food. And then we're going to come back and have the Lord's Supper. I think it'll be special. Hope you can stay. And we, even our guests, if you're visiting, we'd love you to stay with us. Everyone's invited. The building right across from us here, the Becca building. And we have enough for everybody. If you can, please stay.